You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll meet a Wisconsin man who's making history come alive in two of the state's scenic lighthouses.
First, Waukesha County is considered one of the most reliably Republican counties in America. But voters there tell reporters they're feeling frustrated by the options they have on the ballot for president this fall. Here are a few of those Waukesha County voters featured in a video produced by Bill Schultz.
You typically vote Democratic or Republican?
Republican.
And how do you feel about your choices in this election?
I'm sick to my stomach.
You know, there are days when I'm like, okay, maybe now he's on the right track, and then tomorrow comes, and I just put my head down and go, ugh, never mind.
It's a tough year. I'm struggling, and I told my wife today, she asked me who I was voting for, and I said, I'll probably have to figure that out when I get there.
Heard there from three Waukesha County Republican voters in a video produced by Bill Schultz for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Craig Gilbert joins us now for a look at the Republican base and its mixed feelings about Donald Trump. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Nice to be with you.
So how much is riding on Waukesha County for Republicans come November?
Well, it's a county that the party relies on for big turnouts and big margins, partly to just offset the big Democratic margins out of Milwaukee and Madison. So, you know, some of these elections are to some extent about the swing vote and persuading undecided voters, but they're also about turning out your own side, and there's kind of a battle of the bases in Wisconsin between Madison and Milwaukee for the Democrats and places like Waukesha for the Republicans, which side turns out more and which side is more unified behind their candidate.
Which side does turn out more?
Well, it depends. In midterm elections, it's hard to top what you see in places like Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. They tend to have a turnout advantage over Democrats because there are Democratic voters that only vote in presidential elections. But even at the presidential level, I mean, if you go back to 2012 and you look at, Republican vote per capita, which one way of calculating this is how many votes did Mitt Romney get for every eligible voter in that county? Well, nobody exceeded Waukesha County, nobody in the country. The combination of turnout and big Republican margins made it the highest performing county in the country. So that is a high bar. And so part of the challenge for Donald Trump is trying to replicate that.
And you spoke with people in Waukesha County about how they were feeling about the prospect of voting for Donald Trump. And what did they say?
A lot of frustration among Republican voters. Again, this is not your typical election cycle where you're used to seeing Republican voters in a place like Waukesha. Much more enthused, much more unified behind their candidate. I mean, there's some history here. Donald Trump did terribly in Waukesha in the Wisconsin presidential primary back in April, which is ironic because he was essentially, you have a Republican nominee who has been at his weakest in the most Republican parts of the state. He's made some progress with Republican voters in Wisconsin, as he has nationally, but there's still some lingering weakness, there's still some reluctance, and in a place like Waukesha where you have a lot of sort of conservative voters, serious voters, people who are engaged, who follow politics, there is both, a reaction against his style and rhetoric and temperament, but also some suspicions and skepticism about his politics and whether he's a serious conservative or not.
So if you had to elaborate that on that a little more, what would you say explicitly is holding people back from voting for Donald Trump, or maybe they'll vote for him, but from supporting him wholeheartedly?
Yeah, so their dilemma is they obviously don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton in both cases. I mean, she's very unpopular among Republican voters. Some of them will come around to Donald Trump, but they're having a hard time. It's hard. I heard that over and over again. It's tough. It's difficult. You know, he's made it hard for them by some of the things he said. So their options are, at this point, to vote for a third-party candidate like Libertarian Gary Johnson, to hold their nose in some cases and vote for Donald Trump, or to skip the presidential ballot and just vote for the Republicans down ballot like Ron Johnson in the Senate race, or obviously to stay home. And again, Waukesha is not a place where very many people historically stay home, but given, kind of the numbers, and we see in the polling too, it's hard to believe that there won't be some deficit in Waukesha for Donald Trump, either in terms of the scale of the Republican turnout or in terms of the percentage of the vote that he pulls out of there. And that means he's got to do even better in the rest of the state to make up for that.
Is that likely to happen?
In some areas, he could do better. I mean, he's polling better in the Green Bay television market in northern Wisconsin than Mitt Romney did at this point in time. Hillary Clinton is particularly unpopular in parts of northern Wisconsin. But again, you know, it's still going to be hard to make up for any shortfall in the most Republican and the most populous part of the state. And, you know, as well as Mitt Romney did in southeastern Wisconsin 4 years ago, he still lost by 7 points statewide. So, you know, it's just Republicans in presidential years. Wisconsin is a state where you just have to maximize on all fronts, and it's going to be hard to overcome any softness in these Republican-based counties.
And Craig, is the story you're telling here, is it just the story of voters feeling tepid about Trump in Waukesha County, or are there other counties elsewhere in the country that look a little bit like Waukesha County?
There are other counties that are, you know, they have some political and demographic similarities to Waukesha County. Waukesha County is kind of a high, you know, above average in education and income. It's overwhelmingly white. It's very conservative. It's suburban. You have counties outside of cities like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Indianapolis that resemble Waukesha County. There are some special factors in Waukesha County, but it's not an island unto itself. And we do know from national polling that Donald Trump has not consolidated Republican voters to the same degree that Hillary Clinton has consolidated Democratic voters. So he does have some shoring up to do in his Republican base. He's also got some weakness among college-educated voters. You find a lot of them in these high-turnout Republican counties. So it's not just Waukesha County. It's particularly striking in Waukesha County, particularly since we're used to just extraordinary levels of Republican unity in Wisconsin. And so that makes this race different from past races.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, it's great to be with you.
That was Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us to talk about the struggles some Waukesha County Republicans are having with the presidential candidates on the ballot this fall.